and the one who brings peace in the midst of the storm, we pray. Amen. I wish I had an hour, but I don't. Are you relieved? These two lessons combined with that beautiful psalm speak to us about our time. I want you to think about that beautiful painting behind the altar that depicts today's reading, but there's something that in today's reading we don't hear. If you get up real close, you'll see Peter sinking like a rock, hint, and on his belt, he has the keys of the kingdom. The keys that allow you to make judgment of others. And when he and the other disciples see Jesus or something coming toward them between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, they're terrified. You know, ghosts haunt the water at that hour. You knew that, right? And the demons. And Jesus' response was, take courage. Take heart. It is me, or it is I. And the translation in Greek is ego ami, which is the same way that God expresses himself by name to Moses on the mountain. Who shall I say sent me? Tell him I am sent you. Or I am who I will be sent you. So Jesus greeting his friends in the boat is a signal, isn't it? Take heart. It is the one who created you, sustains you, and is leading you. Take heart. What makes Peter lose eye contact with the one who brings peace to him? The wind. And what happens when he sees the wind? He loses it. How many of you ever use Facebook for political purposes? You know something? I don't see many political comments anymore. But I know back in the day, I would see a political statement I totally disagreed with, and the wind started to come up. And in my fear, I wanted to blast that person. Nobody ever had that experience, am I true? Or post a little snide remarks? Maybe not. I'll just confess. Until I realized that it was out of fear. You think about that story in the first reading. Elijah, one of the great prophets of Israel. Now here's a guy that just slaughtered 400 prophets of Baal. Slaughtered them with a sword, tossed down their altars in the name of God. My zeal was for the Lord of hosts. Yeah? And so when the Lord of hosts arrive, it's not in the earthquake, it's not in the wind, it's not in the fire from heaven. And Elijah goes outside the cave, and he hears a still, silent voice, very quietly, who gives him orders. Like Jesus gives orders to the sea to calm. Like Jesus who says, come ahead. Like Jesus when he reaches out to the sinking rock called Peter and pulls him up with the keys of the kingdom in love and in peace. You know, this church, when I was a little kid, was we were told it's shaped like a boat upside down, Have you heard that? If you were around with Father Parker, you probably heard a lot. And I always loved that image, because as a little kid, I used to live right down there on 17th Street, and I'd walk down to the beach, and I'd see the sailboats going by, and I'd visualize these stories that we hear about the ocean and Jesus and preaching by it and going in boat rides with his disciples. And one day, our next-door neighbor, who was a lifeguard, had a motorboat, I guess that's what it was, and a bunch of us kids were down by the beach, and he said, "Swim on out." Well, I was in third grade. It was a long way out there. I wasn't that great a swimmer, and I figured if I go out there, I ain't gonna come back. I'm riding that boat back into the harbor, and after evaluating my strength, I passed. But I had a longing to go into that water. Before I was baptized here, I used to body surf, and I would find myself going into a wave backwards just as it was cresting. And if you've ever done that, it silhouettes your whole body. The top of your head, it makes a halo across you. It doesn't hurt. It feels beautiful. It's very cleansing. And when I was baptized, that's what I felt was going on. That nature itself was moving me from being a fearful person and inviting me to being a person of peace. Not just peace for those who I thought were peaceful enough, but peace for everyone, shalom. It's also interesting that at the Transfiguration, do you remember who shows up with Jesus on that mountain? Moses? Someone who killed an Egyptian out of righteousness and then fled. And Elijah, someone who killed 400 people who were wrong and fled for his life. Why those two on the mountain to talk to Jesus about his soon coming departure? Ah, sweet mysteries. Something for you to contemplate. Something for you to contemplate the next time you think you're unforgivable, or that peace will always elude you. Be with Peter. Listen to the voice. Reach up. Let Jesus bring you up and into the boat and safely home. Amen.